In the name of Jesus Christ, our righteousness and peace. Amen. The text Nathan read to us reads this way: Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Jerusalem. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey. Your king is coming. He has come. He will come again. Today, your king is coming to you in a very, very personal way. The text, as you know, is usually read in the Palm Sunday context. Pastor Reedy, we have like 4 months to go to Palm Sunday. No, actually, 10 months to go. Yes, but the point here is the king is coming. Righteous is he, and he is bringing peace. Follow his law, and he will get there to the place he is leading you to. Then, now, and then, he rules. He is our king. And he is coming. He is the king of the kingdom that has its own rules. Well, in this country, as I have lived here for 27 years, rules are made to be broken. 418 citations of illegal fireworks, July 4th, none of them could be written up. There is no written law against fireworks, especially for July 4th, right? There you go. I drive the way my first driving instructor taught me. Both hands on the steering wheel, looking straight up, occasionally to the rearview mirror, always focused on the road. I do not text message or even take cell phone calls. My cell phone will be somewhere in the back seat someplace, lest that should disturb me from my focused driving. However, I do one thing as I drive. I read bumper stickers. One thing that caught my attention recently is I love my cat. Personally, this person hates cats. He's allergic. Sympathy to the cat lovers. I love my cat. Another thing I've noticed is if you want peace, work for justice. I tried, my parents tried, and you all have tried. We have been working for justice. Where is justice? We pray. Justice and peace are hard to come by. The third one that strikes my attention almost regularly these days is coexist. Coexist. The prelude to that was perhaps, can't we all get along? Some years ago, that became infamous. Coexist, which is all the insignia of the religions that you have known and will have to know to live in this country. Can we coexist? Especially in this world of pluralism, of cultures, religions, philosophies, worldviews, etc. Where do we all belong in this world of conflict and conflict of interest and fights and rumors and wars themselves? In spite of all these struggles that we go through, peace isn't coming, justice is not served, righteousness is unheard of. It is in this context, perhaps, Zechariah was penning these words 500-600 years before Jesus came. The people were in exile. They did not have a king to speak of. If they had a king, he was not able to save them. If they had some kind of a political structure that would be leading them by God's divine providence, they were not able humanly to take them to a place where they should be. The history of the people of Israel, God's own chosen people, was shaped outside their homeland than in it. Their history relates to our history. I asked Nathan before we started up and warmed up where he was born, and he was hesitating to tell me. He told me that he just came from, well, he came from, where did you come from? Fargo, North Dakota. And in the typical American life, I think we are born and we go to school and find our job, and when we begin to receive our Social Security, we'll have moved at least to 10 different locations within the United States. We are nomads. We are brought together as a people under the flag of the United States for pursuing life, liberty, and happiness. This text is talking about a people who were struggling to find their identity outside their home, who had no king to speak for them, who could not retain their identity because they were living in a pluralistic culture imposed onto them by foreign demagogues. Such is our life here. Where is peace? Where is righteousness? Where is justice? Can we coexist? The world tells us we have to and we must. I was born and raised in India, the land of 85% Hindus and 11% Muslims and a minority of 3%. But 3% is a lot of people, like 60 million. However, I go to India every other year. The last time I was there, the previous time I was there, a local Catholic church built in their compound a new mosque for Muslims to worship. That's how modern world coexists. Less than a month ago, in Abu Dhabi, the UAE government renamed one of their mosques. You know the name? Mosque of Mary and Joseph. So we coexist, at least the government and the structures and the culture surrounding us enable us to somehow coexist. And we ask, in spite of all this, peace is not to be found, and why? Nobel Prizes have been given away to, including some of our United States presidents, for peace, and we still ask, where is peace? Peace, according to Scripture, comes to us as a gift from God. Look what Jesus does as he, in the light of the Zechariah text, comes to Jerusalem, the city of peace, on this Palm Sunday. His name is the Prince of Peace, and he is mounting a donkey, not a horse, a donkey, the sign and symbol of peace. Horses and chariots are of the Egyptians. For God's chosen people, donkey is majestic because it symbolizes peace. And this is mounted on by the Prince of Peace, who brought peace into the world, not only to Israel and God's chosen race, but also to all people all over the world who believe in him. Jesus Christ is our righteousness and our peace. The world is missing it. Much of the world is missing us. Look what St. Paul says in Ephesians. We were, including Jewish people, were far off from God, alienated from his kingdom, and enemies to God from within, from our guts. We have been enemies to God. And if you are enemies to God, you're not going to be friends with your fellow human beings, right? This is hard road again, ahead. But God, in his own terms, reconciled us, brought us back to himself, so we may have in his Son peace and justice. So we can actually coexist as children of God, brothers and sisters in Christ, blood bought, redeemed, forgiven, renewed, and made a new people. Peter calls Christians a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a people belonging to God, so we may go forth and proclaim to the world the peace that passes all human understanding. It therefore is a privilege for us to live in this world today amidst conflicts, amidst wars and rumors of wars, amidst people who negotiate peace yet cannot find it because they are looking at the wrong place to find it. Thank God that we are a peculiar people. And in the Zechariah text, as we read along, we are not only peculiar, but we are a people, number one, cared for by God. God is our king. Jesus is our peacemaker. Jesus is our justifier. He brought peace to us between God and us. And because of that, we are a reconciled people among ourselves. He is our peace. God cares for us so much that he would have this peace for us at the expense of his son. And number two, if God cares for us, he will also protect us, his chosen people. He is our shield. He is our fortress. He is our strength. He is our confidant, our father, did not speak of him being our king. Yes, he is our king. He rules. He rules in our hearts. He rules among us. He holds us together, and he will surely protect us from all harm and danger. Rejoice in this peace. Live in his grace. Do justice. Walk humbly with God. He is going ahead of us. He cares for us, and he leads us where we ought to be going. And we pray that with us, the world will follow Jesus as we are blessed to be his followers. God grant us this wisdom, this peace, this righteousness. Only he can give. In and for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our King, he is coming. Amen.
We continue our service with the prayers printed on page 265. For the gift of divine peace and a pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for all missionaries and for all military chaplains, that as they proclaim the saving cross, Christ, being lifted up, may draw all people to himself. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all who travel, for all those in need, for the sick, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Gracious Father, you are the great provider. In your great wisdom, you have provided for this seminary through many and various means.